As I said at the start, one of the most asked questions to me on social media in the last few weeks is, who's coming for the Melbourne Spring? Well, Lee Jordan, the Racing Victoria international scout, has been over in Europe the last few weeks, and he joins us first up this morning. Morning to you, Lee.
Good morning, Andrew.
Well, Lee, I saw you at Newmarket, UK, for the July Cup. That was really the start of the trip, and you caught up with a lot of trainers.
Yes, Andrew, you look like you're enjoying yourself, you and your wife on your trip as well. So, no, it was a good week, the July Cup week, and it did kick off the tour, and there was a good winner of the Group 2 Princess of Wales of Stakes over 2400, a race that Fiorente has won in the past. It's been a very good guide for the Cup, and it was a bit of an upset result. A horse called Big Orange, trained by Michael Bell, won the race at, I think, 25-1 plus, and he is very keen though on coming down for the Cups, which is a great result. So he's definitely one to watch. Probably, Andrew, it's a funny year this year. Like from last year, we had 25 odd horses, and Red Cadeau is the only horse that's a possibility to come back from last year's group. You know, usually year on year you have, you know, three or four that, you know, are automatic startups again. So we are operating on a blank canvas, on a clean slate, so which is exciting in some ways, and that we're going to see some new horses, and hopefully one of the horses we might see is Snow Sky, trained by Michael Stout, that ran on the King George on the weekend, which was won by Luca Camani with a horse called Postpone, narrowly beat Eagle Top John Gosden. And actually speaking to Luca when I was over there, Luca obviously asked me about Postpone coming, but he said no, the owner Sheikh Mohammed Abad wanted to win a Group 1 in Europe, and well, he was pretty well spot on. So he won't be coming. But Snow Sky, he ran sixth in the race. Previously, he'd won the Hardwick in pretty stylish fashion, and I think maybe loftier targets had been set for him. But I think after the weekend, and I've had a bit of correspondence with Teddy Grimthorpe, the racing manager of Judmont, Snow Sky is definitely back on the radar for coming down for the Cups. Trained by Sir Michael Stout, that would be it would be terrific to have him down here.
Yeah, for sure. Just for those that didn't see the King George in finishing sixth, was it an okay sixth going forward to maybe our Cups?
Well, it's a bit difficult to say because he obviously likes firm ground, and the ground was obviously rain affected. He loomed up on the turn, looked like he was going to challenge, and then he just did go one pace. So I'm thinking it's probably a run to forget. I would think he'd probably have another start before coming down. Maybe something in the York Festival, maybe the Lonsdale Cup, maybe there's some other race they might run in next, and maybe that will be the final gauge on whether he comes down. But
the key words from you there, Lee, is he likes firm track, which is a bit of a surprise for the European horses.
It is, but obviously Sir Michael Stout, he hasn't been here since 2006, Andrew, and it's not because he hasn't wanted to come down here. He mainly, you know, he has to have the right horse, and he realises you need a horse that can handle firm ground, and this is definitely the horse. So I'm quietly confident that he'll definitely come down. I think that'll be a great result for both Cups.
All right, so we've got down, I've urged our listeners to jot down these names, and then we can follow them along the way. So far we've got Big Orange and Snow Sky and Red Cadeau. Now, from the Ed Dunlop stable, what's the latest on his horse that won at Royal Ascot, Trip to Paris?
Well, I think this is an interesting week coming up, and we can talk about a few of the key races this week at Glorious Goodwood, a great carnival. And the Goodwood Cup is run on Friday night. It's a Group 2 over 3,200, and that has been a very good guide for the Cups in the past. And Trip to Paris is due to line up there. So I think the listeners would be worthwhile watching the Goodwood Cup on Friday and just see how he goes, and then I think they'll make a decision after that. So Red Cadeau is a definite, barring, you know, he comes together fine and there's no injuries. Trip to Paris, I think they're still weighing up options. Got to remember, this horse has been up since March, so he's had a big campaign. I met the owners when I was over there at Ed Dunlop's place, and they were very keen to come down to Australia and look at both Cups, the Caulfield and the Melbourne Cup. But I just watched the Goodwood Cup. While we're talking about the Goodwood Cup, there's a couple of other interesting runners. The final fields are tonight, so some of these runners may not take their place, but We talked about Big Orange. He's in the final, not the final field, the next stage, so he could be running around. We talked about him before. Angel Gabriel is a horse owned by Marwin Tukash. You remember Marwin had Mount Athos that came down here?
Yep.
He's keen to bring this horse, but he'd need to win the Goodwood Cup to bring him down, so there's one to follow as well. There's a horse called Scotland in the race, and also a horse called Simenon, which you would all remember, and run in the Melbourne Cup as well. So that's definitely a key race. There's another race over the carnival called the Glorious Stakes, which is on the Friday night. The Goodwood Cup, I may have said Friday night, the Goodwood Cup's on the Thursday night, sorry. The Glorious Stakes is on the Friday. It's a Group 3 over 2,400. Again, a race that's up horses that are possibly to come down under. Final field, it hasn't been decided, but there's some horses in there like Sheikh Zayed Road. A horse called Dugday, which is trained by the Qatari trainer, Jazem Al-Ghazali, I hope I pronounced that right, owned by Al-Shakab. So that's an interesting race. The winner's exempt from the Caulfield Cup. So that's a race definitely to watch out for.
Okay, so that's Thursday night, late the Goodwood Cup, and then Friday, the Glorious Stakes. So we got some viewing here with the Ashes cricket, combining in with the Goodwood Cup. That's going to be two late nights coming up for us. From France, we normally see, you know, one or two poke their heads through, but it is a quiet time out of there.
It is, and I think just in Europe in general, stays are a little bit light on. I think it's a transitional year over there. But with France, there's a couple of horses. I met the trainer of Bathron, Pierre Brandt. He ran second, beating the lip in the Group 2 Maurice Denil over 2,800 on Bastille Day when I was there. She's keen. I get the impression, though, he's an emerging stayer, even though and she thinks probably more maybe for next year, so I'll just have to keep a watch on him.
Now, I can only ask about one bloke out of Ireland. I know I should ask about Aidan O'Brien, but what's happening with Dermot?
Well, Dermot, I caught up with Dermot, and gee, I'd love to have him back. But at the moment, Forgotten Rules is definitely a wet track horse, so he's not a chance to come. Fascinating Rock, I asked him as well. He's definitely needs cut in the ground. There is a jumper that he had called Windsor Park that won one of the jumping races at Cheltenham. He's got to obviously come a long way. I'd say you probably see him in the York Carnival.
Right.
So he's one to maybe watch, but he'd have to win like a Lonsdale Cup. He did also mention a horse called Good Tradition, a Moyglare horse. You've seen Profound Beauty come down here in the past, owned by Moyglare. Again, has to do a lot to get into the cup, but he's in the Ebor. So there's just a couple just to keep your eye out for.
Okay. Now, from Sheikh Fayed, looks like a horse called A-Rod could be hopefully heading towards a Cox Plate.
Again, the Goodwood Carnival is going to be pretty key. He's running around in the Sussex Stakes on Wednesday night up against Solo, and we had the news overnight that Glen Eagles has been withdrawn due to the soft ground. So we won't see that clash of Solo and Glen Eagles, but it's a very good field. Knight of Thunder is now coming to second favourite, trained by Richard Hannon, owned by Godolphin, and A-Rod is now third favourite, 7-1. So he's very impressive, his last two starts, Andrew. He won the Group 2 Summer Mile at Ascot, and before that, the Group 3 Diomed Stakes over 1,700. And we've got to remember, as a three-year-old, A-Rod ran fourth in the English Derby. So he's got some stamina, but he's also got some speed. I know he likes a firm track, so probably we just need to wait and see what, seeing Glen Eagles is not running, how soft that track will be. But he's definitely one that want to watch, and has made definitely intentions known that the Cox Plate is, you know, is on the target list.
Well, you've given us a heap of names there to follow, particularly this week at Goodwood, and it's going to build up. You mentioned York and these other carnivals, particularly for the stayers, are going to be so crucial. The one key point, just finally, Lee, talking to you, is it's a whole new ball game. Red Cadeau's going to be there, but apart from Red Cadeau, if he safely makes it again, there's a whole new set of names and form that we're going to have to get used to.
Yeah, which I think is really good, Andrew. I think it adds a whole new sphere to the whole cup. just briefly, we haven't mentioned Japan, and we the trainer of Hokkaido Brave here on the weekend. They're very keen to come for the Cup. The other Japanese runners, Fame Game. So just keep those two Japanese names in mind, because I think they're virtually locked in to come for both Cups.
Okay, so for both Cups.
Yeah, right. Hokkaido Brave and Fame Game. Fame Game will race in the same colours as Delta Blues, that won the Cup back in 2006. So very exciting, and looking forward to those coming as well.
All right, we'll wait and get some more on that as we go. Good stuff, Lee. We'll watch out for Goodwood, and we'll stay in contact over the next week or two as everything starts to come together.
No, look forward to it, Andrew.
Thanks a lot, Lee. Lee Jordan joining us there, the International Scout for Racing Victoria, and I hope that's really helped you with a whole set of new names. Let's focus in on our Australian horses now, and Sagarone is about to turn three, a filly trained by Toby Edmonds of the Gold Coast, and he joins us. Toby, good morning to you.
Morning, Andrew.
Toby, we saw this filly perform really well during your winter carnival. Obviously, she's been out. How did she enjoy it?
Yeah, she had a month out at Kalura Lodge, and she spelled terrifically, and she seems to have grown and filled out and matured.
So what you want has happened.
Exactly, yeah, she's headed the right way. She didn't have a heavy campaign. She only had three starts, I think it was, during the winter. Always looking towards the spring, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, understand. Her last three runs, I mean, she won at the Gold Coast. She went to Doomben and won there, and then she ran second to Prestatement and beaten less than a length in the JJ Atkins at a mile. I mean, that tells us she could have an exciting spring if she maintains that form.
Yeah, look, obviously we've earmarked the grand finals of ARC Oaks, so she'll probably head straight to Melbourne. She'd probably try at the Gold Coast and head straight to Melbourne and just go through the traditional lead-ups to the Oaks, and hopefully we can have her ready for that day.
Yeah, understand. How far is she into the prep?
She'll trial here at the Gold Coast in about 3 weeks' time.
Okay.
Look, they do carry a fair bit of residual fitness from that preparation out to a mile. She's come back, and whereas she put on enough weight, you know, she's very clean-winded and... I'm quite happy with where she's at the moment.
Well, her racing pattern in the winter was sort of get back midfield and finish off. Is that something that you feel you can change? Can she be a bit closer to the pace, or do you prefer her back there?
Basically, that was because she drew a bit awkward in both those Brisbane starts, and Blake elected to do that, you know, but I'd basically leave it to the jockey. You know, he rides it great, and if she's got to be a bit closer, I'm sure he's quite happy to give her a dig out, but I'd suggest he just wants to get her in a stride and let her finish off.
The one thing looking at her form, Toby, is she's had no good barriers at all in all of her four starts.
That's right. You know, she's drawn awkward, as you just alluded to, but anyway, she's on the right track. You know, she's sort of a big gross filly that's sort of her stature's above her age, if you know what I mean. She's all these other ones are all catching up, she's sort of there already.
Yep.
And we're looking forward to it.
No, well, she's exciting. I thought that's why we'd get an update this morning, and an exciting one for you, Toby, to come away into a big carnival and hopefully get her to somewhere like the Crown Oaks.
Exactly. You know, we haven't featured at the Spring Carnival more recently. So, you know, it'd be good to be able to carry the flag for Queensland down there.
Yeah, for sure. All right, we'll keep in contact, mate, and see how she comes up. A trial in about 3 weeks for the rising three-year-old filly Sagarone. Thanks very much, Toby.
Thanks, Andrew.
Toby Edmonds there at the Gold Coast. To New Zealand we go now, and Donna Logan has been away on a brief holiday. She's back home now preparing Volk Stock and Barrel for the Melbourne Spring. Morning to you, Donna.
Morning, Andrew.
How was the trip to China?
Very, very different, but great. It was great to see the progress that they've made, put a new racecourse in a year, and a sales complex. Very progressive.
And the quality of horses there racing, what's it like, Donna?
They've got some lovely horses. They're in great order. They unfortunately, the grass wasn't ready for them to race on. They had to race on sand. But, yeah, from all accounts, you know, they're just so passionate about the horse. I know we have this mind fixation about gambling, but theirs is really the passion of owning that horse and winning a race, you know, and yeah. It's really exciting to see the thrill they all get out of just winning a race. The stake money's reasonable, you know, $15,000, $25,000. But it's just their mad passion.
Yeah, fantastic. Well, you have a break there. You're back home now. How warm is it in New Zealand?
Well, today's not bad. It's about 17 degrees. So
17 degrees in winter?
Yeah. So I'm not suffering too badly.
No, that's not too bad because we're a lot cooler than that in around New South Wales and Sydney today for sure. Well, how is Stock and Barrel, the about to become four-year-old?
Look, I was just making comment to Shane on radio before. I believe he's, when we went to Australia, we took a young boy over, and I think he's now a young man. He's a lot more bullish, he's stronger, he's strengthened, and he's probably more aggressive about, you know, his whole presence of life. So I think he's definitely taken that next step.
It's going to be interesting. Did you learn from the autumn whether he's a 2,400-metre horse this campaign coming up, or do you aim towards, like, the 2,000 metres?
Well, we're really sort of setting for the Cox Plate. That's our goal. And then we'll reassess him from there as to where his next one could be or whether we just, you know, head home. But I'm still in the back of my mind feeling, you know, he could get 2,400.
Yeah.
I think especially now that he's strengthened as well.
I mean, he only got beaten less than a length. I mean, there was much discussion, obviously, about Mongolian Khan's performance, but Haraki, who ran second, and then Volk Stock and Barrel, you weren't far away.
No, he wasn't. And like I say, he was a young man. He was a young boy. You know, he had that attitude in life. Everything was just, he's quite flippant about life. But, you know, this time in, you can see him. He's walking out onto the track, and his ears are back. He's aggressive about himself and other horses around him. You know, he seems to have more presence that, you know, hey, I'm the man now, you know.
Yeah.
So we may well see a different horse.
Yeah, understand. Hey, where is he in his prep? Are we far from seeing him in a trial or jump out?
He's going to trial before the races here at Ruakaka on Saturday. We're having an official trial for black type or group horses only. And it's stacking up to be a very strong lineup. Mongolian Khan's there, Puccini's there. So, you know, it's going to be a nice little pipe opener for him. And we'll work through from there and decide whether that it's the Memsie next or the McPhee. But we're probably tilting a bit towards the Memsie. Get him over there and get him in, you know, into the new environment, get him going.
And Craig Williams, I know, rode in Sydney. Is he a chance to maintain it?
Haven't spoken with Craig as yet, and I don't know what his commitments are, obviously. So that's our next stepping stone to see if he's available or whom is available.
Yeah.
And obviously I don't think anybody will commit at this point right through to the Cox Plate, but it would be nice to know heading towards it who has commitments already so, you know, we can work around that.
Yeah, understand. Well, it sounds like he's just doing everything you want. I know that trial on Saturday, a few, as you mentioned, Mongolian Khan and Puccini going there, so that'll give you some outline. But it sounds like he's matured into a real bloke now that he knows what it's all about.
Yeah, I'm just in his mannerism around the stables, he's definitely applying that, you know, hey, I'm the man. So let's hope he keeps thinking that way.
Where's the next winner for Donna Logan?
Andrew, we've been going pretty good here at home on our home courses, and you know, we've got a few in again on Saturday. I think a horse called The Frenzy will be very hard to beat watching her work this morning. Kondoka worked very good this morning. Bill Breaker worked good. So, you know, I think you won't go too far wrong by watching some of the locals here again on our home track.
On Saturday at Ruakaka. All right, good on you, Donna. We'll stay in contact with Volk Stock and Barrel.
Lovely, Andrew. Thanks very much.
Good to talk to you. Donna Logan over in New Zealand. John Thompson joins us out at Randwick. Morning to you, John.
Morning, Andrew.
Big set of trials on Friday, and I noted when they came out yesterday that, they're all about to turn a year older, and First Seal is becoming a mare come Saturday. How's she coming up?
coming up nice, Andrew. Yeah, pretty happy with her. She'll just have a nice trial there on Friday. It'll be her first of two trials. And then she'll head off to the races after them.
What are you looking at? We've spoken, you know, prior to when she just came back in, that you'll, I guess, let the preparation tell you. Are we going to see her start in Sydney?
It depends on the weather, Andrew. There's obviously a program in Sydney and Melbourne mapped out, but we'll get two trials are here in Sydney. We'll get through them, and she'll probably more than likely step out on the 22nd in Sydney, but weather permitting.
Yep. And just from Donna Logan, how these horses grow into their bodies, how is she doing that going about to turn four?
Yeah, look, she's always been a nice big filly. You know, she's only getting better with age. But, yeah, I'm sure she'll develop into a nice mare going forward.
The other two that I noted on Friday are trialling at Randwick are Ouvray and Orbeck. Now, they've already had their one trials. How are they settling in now, acclimatising into your stable?
Look, both horses are doing very well. They need to get up over some ground.
Yep.
Basically, you know, they're never going to do anything in a 1,200-metre trial. They've both got 3,000-metre form. They just need to get up to 2,000 and beyond. They both have two trials, this being their second, and then they'll step out over 1,800 metres first up.
Okay, so that really tells us, 1,800 first up, that that's what they're looking for.
They're just dead set stays, but got good quality about them.
Okay. I guess they've got to show you what they're up to at the level they're up to.
For sure. Look, they only got to look at them. They're quality horses. They galloped together this morning. Blake Shin rode one and Kieran McAvoy rode the other. And both said they're surprising how well they work for stays. That's from a running start, obviously. We do have a bit of a conundrum with Ouvray and his barrier manner.
Yep.
He's very much a stallion and he's been buggerizing around a little bit there, but we're going to try a barrier blanket on Friday. Hopefully curve his way, and I think hopefully once he gets a bit of work into him and he's not so fresh, he might settle down. But you know, going forward, they're both top quality stays. And, hopefully they're still going well in races like the Metropolitan and Door, you know, the bigger races in Melbourne come around.
And those barrier manners, is it a trait? Because it happened in Singapore, obviously.
Yeah, when the other horses get a bit close to him, you know, being a stallion, obviously, you know, he's he likes his pace, but, you know, he's... hopefully settles down once the freshness is out of him. That's a hope. And, you know, the barrier blanket might calm him down a little bit on Friday.
Yeah, understand. All right, well, watch for those on Friday. You've got Touch Heaven going to the races today at Wyong following that last start win at Kembla.
Yeah, he's a horse going well. He seems to have turned the corner. He's settling nicely now and hitting the line strong. I guess the worries are it was a dry track Kembla, and at Kembla, a nice big track, whereas we're going to Wyong today, it's a six, a bit softer, and he's a bit get back horse, so you know, he'll be hitting the line strong. Just we need a bit of luck from the run on.
Yeah, for sure. That's race 7, number 4 today. All right, mate, we'll watch for those trialers on Friday, particularly First Seal. Good luck with them, John.
Thanks, Andrew.
Thanks, John. John Thompson out there at Randwick. By the way, news coming through overnight from David Hayes in the UK. Criterion heading towards the Judmont International on August 19. William Buick is going to ride. He rode the horse overnight in a piece of track work, and he'll take the ride. William Buick to ride Criterion in the Judmont International, August 19. It's 22 to 10.